Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing
yes,
you information
are.
On real estate.
On the
finance.
Dot.
That's right. Every Saturday. But you know what? We're available outside of Saturday as well, and we're quite often solving story problems and helping people figure out what to do and how to do it.
Yes.
And if you want to reach Reba with a real estate question, how can they reach you, Reba?
info@teamreba.com. And don't forget other things that we do on Saturdays.
Teaching classes.
Teaching classes. That's but how right. can people reach you?
They can reach me at eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah. And you can also find us on social media with much of our like Team Reba and Eric is my banker monikers. Yeah,
absolutely.
So you can always find us there as well. If you don't want to send the email and you prefer it be elsewhere, we
That's
can
right.
post it and get people talking about
always,
it. And,
always happy to. We
yeah.
get a lot of
But if it's going to be private information, you probably want to send
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just send it in and yeah. that way we can sort of work one-on-one with you because,
yes.
you know, the lending industry is a good example. We average 120 loan rule changes a month.
And that's been
industry.
Happening since about, what, August 2007?
Thereabouts.
Yep.
Yeah. So it amazes me. I'll hear someone tell me, oh, I just heard this from a lender. I heard that from a lender. And I'm thinking, that was about 5 years ago. Maybe that was true. It's not true now. Mm-hmm. You know, things have really changed. And
yes.
things got way tighter, you know, about a decade ago as we went through the Great Recession. But
yep.
over the last couple years,
got very constricted.
The pendulum has swung the other way a little bit. So
yes.
it's loosened up just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Certain areas, some, you know, not so much. So it's really important to work with somebody who's up on what's going on with the market, what the current rules are, know what the issues are, and try to hopefully avoid potential pitfalls as you're going through that home buying process or home refinancing process.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lots of scary things
yes.
can happen.
But we're not going to talk about other scary things
no.
right now, are we?
Well, we're talking about the market.
Okay, is
That's
it scary?
Scary?
Is
yeah.
it scary right now?
Not
is
so
it scary?
Bad. No.
Well, I don't know. So we brought a guest in to discuss this, right? Because we're not just going to listen to you all the time.
No, I know. That'd be boring. yeah. Even you know,
everyone has to listen to you every
week. We're
talking
about economics.
And me.
I mean, come on. So,
you know.
No, I'm really happy to have our guest here today. So we've got with us Andy McDonough, who's our Senior Vice President with Home Street Bank. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I like long walks on the beach.
I knew it.
Oh, boy.
My gosh.
No. I moved to Seattle in 98 and have been in lending since 97. So have been lending in this market for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, truly believe that we have an opportunity to have a positive impact in people's lives when we're talking about people buying a home, selling a home, refinancing a home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can have a significant impact.
It can be transformative.
Yes.
Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. What we're focused on is trying to do it for the good. And that's why we have the show, because we want to educate consumers, right? I mean, Eric and I, having worked together for nearly 16 years now, we've always said an educated consumer is a better client, right? And that's a big part of what we do. It's why we teach the classes. But outside of that, we do other kinds of seminars. We do, you know, this radio show is an extension of all of the educational components that we put out, including also blog posts and all manner of
that's
details.
Right. That's right. But the overarching goal is to have a successful homeowner.
Yes,
we
because we've
somebody,
seen the recession when there
we
were
have.
Unsuccessful folks that had not worked with us. And you saw what it turned into, which is a
right.
big, nasty, mucky mess.
That's right. Yeah.
I think a lot of people in the business today like embrace that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes,
like, there
they
have
should.
Been too many bad stories or bad experiences. And the people that are doing what we're doing today, they go out of their way to create a good experience where the customer is educated and empowered, not anxious and feeling dumb about the process or taken advantage of, for that matter.
That's the worst feeling to have. Right. And that's what can really mar our industries. It's I mean, so, Andy, I don't know if you know all of this from having talked with Eric before, but like for me, every year I'm always looking at the studies that they do about the trust level of different industries.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like these consumer, you know, surveys that they do. And the real estate industry is almost always one or two levels just above like used car salesmen. right? And I know like last year, the most trusted professionals were nurses, pharmacists, and then doctors, right? So people in the healthcare industry. And that's another part of your life that is incredibly important, right? Because your personal health is like your best asset. But then your house is your biggest asset. I don't like to say investment because there's people who say that. And I'm like, if you're living in it, it's your asset. It's not your investment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, you can own investment property. But really, what blows me away is the lack of consumer knowledge about how to find the right solid professionals, right? Because people, we train people on how to ask the questions and background, because when someone's like, oh, well, I just used, you know, my brother's girlfriend, I'm like, really? So his who he's sleeping
it's
with
a
status
of the family.
Is yeah, the how funny. You like if I was picking a attorney, I'd want to pick the best attorney I could find. If I was picking a doctor, I would pick the best doctor I could find. Why, when you're selling your largest asset or buying your largest asset, why would you not get the best that you could find? It doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's interesting today that now there are testimonials and, you know, people can share for the public their experience they had and whether or not they endorse a person, which
exactly.
I think is a really good thing.
Yes, like I'm a 5-star professional. That
absolutely.
Meant it was consumers who put us forward for that. On Zillow, I'm a premier agent. We've got over 50 testimonials and 5-star reviews there as well. And then I've got them all over in other different areas of social media as well. And they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? Because we work hard, we educate, and we are advocating for people. Mm-hmm. Right? And then and that shows up. It shows up in how people review us. Sorry, that sounds like an ad for me, but it is.
No, but it's true. And that is a difference. That makes a huge difference because we really do care. We lose sleep on transactions. We
want to
make sure
that
they go through right. They go through to plan and quickly and smoothly and all of that.
Well, and that's the whole thing. We were even talking on a break about how we're trying to even find the self-care process to help people in their transaction because it is so stressful. It's one of the top, you know, 7 stressors that people can go through in their lives,
right?
So you want to find the people who can help you keep it as even keeled as possible.
I totally agree, and I've kind of said it like this. Our role is to be a calm presence in the midst of all the chaos, the stress, and the deadlines that are associated with nearly every real estate transaction at some point or another.
Yeah.
It's almost unavoidable because there's a million different variables.
Right.
And you're trying to overcome all of those variables and obstacles every step along the way and make sure that everyone else doesn't feel it. It's like,
exactly.
It's like we're metabolizing all of this.
You know, so Andy, at some point, I'm going to want to ask you this question. I'm going to start kind of tiptoeing into this arena. I know you're here to talk about the markets, but I'm also going to throw a little something at you because one of the things that's really impacting our industry is artificial intelligence, machine learning, iBuyers, the tech industry coming after this because they're looking at the billions of dollars that are associated with what is in our industry. And I'm part of coaching groups where they're like, hey, let's take like the Amazon concept and let's take what we're doing in the real estate transaction and find those pressure points and try and remove those. Because the reason people use Amazon and why 65% of households have a Prime account is because they push one button, it shows up, and it's like Christmas every day, right? Mm-hmm. And they want that seamless transition. But what they also don't know is on the back end of that ordering system, there are issues that go on, right? And so we're trying to do that. And within what we do, what's really interesting is because we have less control over the environment, because I explain to people, we've got 50% of the reason people are doing real estate transactions are for really happy reasons. You know, they're getting married, having a baby, got a job, whatever. And 50% of them are sad reasons sometimes. Stress involved on both sides. And then you have two representatives working with highly stressed individuals dealing with even more stress in their financial side of things as they're trying to figure out what's going on, right? And you're bringing that all together, right? And so sometimes the thing that you're dealing with isn't so much even just the property itself or the lending, but it's the personalities how they handle the stress
and not just
in
the
a transaction.
And the seller.
And that is hard to flatten with technology. Totally. I'm sorry, but it's really difficult to flatten with technology. That's where the emotional quotient is so important in this industry.
I think your point is very well made. Like, we have to evolve into a digital strategy and digital platform
right.
that we're actively working on right now. But that doesn't replace the relationship side of the business. We have to be able to meet our customers where they want to be met.
Right.
So if you have somebody who doesn't get stressed or doesn't worry about that, knows
the stuff, don't know anybody like that.
Yeah. You know, somebody might want to just say, here, click, click, click. I accept this. I do that.
Right.
But we're trying to figure out that hybrid version because we have to cater to all of those people.
Exactly. It's mass customization is what we're trying to accomplish.
So we'll automate certain sections of the process, you know, certain checkpoints along the way, but there's mm-hmm. still, you know, the conversation. You know, at 9 o'clock at night or over the weekend. And there's
right.
still the in-person meeting where you sit down for a couple hours and you really earn someone's trust
right.
and make them feel comfortable.
And that's the number one thing. Like Google, when they do their surveys, especially around this industry, is trust is the number one. It's like 60 some percentage of what people call out. Trust is absolutely necessary. But so how does somebody build that trust?
Well, I think it's you do what you say you're going to do. You anticipate their needs. You ask probing questions. You offer them advice that they may have not heard of before, like different financing strategies. You talk about, even though you're not a tax advisor, you can mm-hmm. introduce them to tax
yes.
savings ideas.
Exactly.
And then refer them over to your tax advisor. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's all different questions that need to be answered, and it's our jobs to help pull those questions out, because sometimes people don't even know what kind of questions to ask.
Exactly. Well, that's where the knowledge comes in. And I know that as we go through the rest of the show, we're going to be discussing knowledge of the market and what that means for somebody too.
Well, a lot of those questions, I think what you're talking about, Andy, really is going deeper with a client, really trying to get to know them, understand them, what are their goals and things like that. It amazes me. I'll have a customer call up, hey, I want a 30-year fixed rate. And I'm like, great, you know, we can do that. But let me ask a few questions first. You know, what's the plan? How long do you plan on keeping this home? What's the purpose of the home? Do you have any major financial events coming up in the future?
Exactly.
What's your tax situation? Do you want to buy more homes in the future? You know, or investment property or second homes or things like that? So many different areas that you can delve into that might drive that initial loan decision. And if you don't explore those things, you could end up really kind of doing more harm than good. And that happens a lot out
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, so we are going to be talking about this even more when we get done with this short little commercial break on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.